You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so Mother's Day coming up Sunday. We do this every once in a while. It's not that often. It's where we get all touchy-feely on this show. And we open up the phones and we invite you to call. This is not a text message thing.
No.
Because us reading it is not the same thing. This is a phone call thing. It's 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. And basically, you're going to get a few seconds to open up and say anything about your mom that you would like. Whether she's living or has passed, it doesn't matter. You get a chance to express something to your mom that maybe you should have done a long time ago.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We're going to turn around and make this a podcast. So you can share it with your mom. You can share it with family members. Or you can just keep it for yourself.
If you do make it on the air, heck, you can play it for mom on Sunday. Be like, hey, listen to what I did on the radio with the boys on Friday. This is not difficult. If you just want to call in and say, Mom, I love you. Boom, done, easy. If you got a cute little story that you can tell quickly, I like hearing those. But essentially, we just got to light up all the lines and we want to rave and gush about moms.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We talk about your mom a lot on this show,
what
Jeremy.
What else is there left to say, Dom?
I was wondering.
I was trying to rack my brain to think of something.
You gush to your mom every day, I think. So,
I do. I do talk to my mom every day on my ride home from work for 30 minutes, and it is truly like one of the highlights of my day that I can still call and just talk to mom. Bounce ideas off her, see what's going on in her world, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for that 30 minutes every day.
I lost my mom when I was 21 years old, and that sucks, but I will tell you that the one thing that I took away from those first 21 years is, if I have to thank my mom for anything besides just being a super sweetheart, is teaching me how to persevere. And my mom was one of those people who really, really had to overcome a lot in her brief life. And she taught me that. And I think that's a lesson that I have, even if it's subconsciously, I have learned through her to be able to take on and handle just about anything.
That's
and so
great.
I appreciate it. So
very good.
Salute to Mary Testa. All right. Here's our number. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If the line is busy when you call, don't be discouraged. Hang up. Call back until you get through. And if we don't get any calls, it means nobody loves their mother.
Seriously.
303-691-1649.
For four lanes to fun. It's your boys.
Hilarious, witty, and inspired.
A very great show.
Mix 100 Mornings with Dom and Jeremy.
Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. This is an opportunity. We do this every once in a while, and I want to say it's been a couple of years, actually, since we did this, where we just open up the phones, we get all touchy-feely, and we say, look, you've got a chance here to express about your mama. What is it that maybe you've never told her, and you can say it on the radio? And we are the forum. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1. 1649. Who's going first today? It is Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, so glad you called.
You
What's your mom's name?
Her name is Tammy.
And what do you want to say about Tammy?
I just want to tell her how much I appreciate her and how much she meets me and how much I love her. I've been going through a really rough time recently, and she's been nothing but a rock for me, and I can't tell her how much I appreciate it and how much she means to me. So happy Mother's Day, Mom, Miss Hammy out there.
This is what I'm talking about. Dang, tearjerker already, Nikki. Very powerful. Jeez. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys so much, and thanks to you guys for letting me have the platform to say happy Mother's Day to my mom.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening. I hope you give her a big old hug this weekend. Thank you for that call. We're off to a good start. Is it Mayella? How do you pronounce your name?
Yes, I just pronounce it Mayella.
Mayella. Okay, great. So what would you like to say about your mom? Who is your mom?
Hi, so my mom, her name is Clara Mendoza, and she's a long-haul truck driver. She recently got her CDL, and me and my siblings want to tell her that she is the pillar of the household. She gives the greatest advice, and we love her to death, and we hope that God gives her many, many more years with us here on Earth.
I got to ask you. Oh, I got a car. That's very
sweet. That's wonderful.
Hey, does she have a trucker name, like a handle?
Not yet, but my her dad's are a trucker. My dad's also a trucker, and his handle is Verdulero, which means the vegetable man, because that's what he used to carry.
The vegetable man.
Yeah.
There is a
vegetable lady, I guess.
The vegetable lady.
There is a song by Beck called Huero, and it's about the vegetable man in the vegetable van. Is that the right song?
I don't know.
On that album. Check it out. It's a song by Beck, and he sings about the vegetable man. He's singing about your dad.
Look it up.
That's funny. I am so glad you called. I hope you have a great Mother's Day weekend with your mom, okay?
Thank you so much for taking our call. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Our pleasure.
That's two
it's
lines.
Bug me now.
Oh, look it up. Two lines just opened up. 303-691-1649 if you want to call in and gush about your mom real quick.
Here's the forum for it. Here's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
Who is your mama?
My mom's name is Pam, and I was just going to thank her for supporting me through everything and all the things that I put her through, because there were many times when I was a child, I was a wild child, she would look at me and say, I hope you have a child just like you, and I do.
That's such a mom line, isn't it? That's such a mom line.
My wild child's right here next to me. So she was correct, and it is a tough job to do.
Absolutely, 100%.
Why'd you have to be so tough on your mom, Nicole?
What'd you do?
I'm just a very intense person. I'm not in like a bad way, but I'm like determined. I'm stubborn. I'm loud. I'm all the things that are kind of untamable. And and I have a daughter who is exactly like that. And so I definitely did get a child just similar to me.
Perfect. It all worked out then.
Mom's got to be right. Smiling right now.
Mom was right.
Nicole, thank you for the great...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we got to run. Thank you for a great call, okay?
Thanks, Nicole. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Yeah, you bet. Here comes Cassidy. Good morning, Cassidy. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing great. Who's your mama?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Yeah. What do you want to say about or to Kimberly?
I just want to say that I love my mom very much. And I want to thank you for always encouraging me and whatever I do with my life and always being really supportive. Like, I could, you know, you're an irreplaceable cog in my life. I love you, Mom.
That's a great call. It's really nice. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great weekend with your mom, okay?
Yeah, you guys have a good one, too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for noticing. Tara, really? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. I've got the feels. I hope everybody's got the feels. I'm all, you know, I got butterflies right now.
Oh, I know. And I'm bummed because my son actually wanted me to call in, and he just had to get out of the car for school, but I also wanted to call in too. So you would have got us both, but now you're just getting me.
Well, that's okay. What do you want to say about your mom?
Well, my mom actually passed away when I was 37, and I want to say that I am so grateful for her teaching me how to be strong and to love with all my heart. And just like the lady before, my mom used to say, I hope you get a kid just like you, and I did, and I'm super lucky. So,
what's your kiddo's name?
His name is Liam.
Liam, just
that's
missed
great.
Out. Perfect.
Tara, that's a great call. Go ahead.
We love you, and we love listening to you in the morning, so thank you.
Aw, that means a lot
really
to us.
Appreciate
thank you.
You.
We appreciate your call. We hope you have a great Mother's Day weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Jason. Jason, who's your mom?
So my mom is Nancy, but now she's a grandma, so we call her Grancy.
You kind of have to.
What do you want to say about her?
I just want to say that I love my mom so much, and she was just always wanting, just going out of her way to make everything so fun for us, and just always there for us. And you know, it's hard for me to express my feelings and share, so I appreciate this platform to do that. And she's a wonderful grandma, a wonderful Grancy to my kids. So
you expressed your feelings just fine, Jason.
I thought you did great.
Spot on, bud.
You talked about how fun your mom was. Would you say she was like the fun mom from all your group of friends? Did you have the fun mom?
She was pretty fun. Yeah, you know, she was pretty fun. Like, she recently bought like a little bouncy castle for her grandkids, like that sort of thing. Like, she wants to have a good time.
Screw the grandkids, I'd be getting in that thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's great.
Jason, you did a great job. Thank you for calling, yeah. And we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
See you later.
Appreciate you so much. Time for four more. Lori, Brooke, Chloe, and Caitlin. Hi, Lori. Good morning.
Hi, Dom. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey, Lori. Who's your mom?
My mom is Linda. She passed away in February, and so we're having her celebration of life tomorrow, actually, for Mother's Day weekend. And she actually lived in Florida, so I went back and forth several times recently. She passed away from Alzheimer's, and I just wanted to thank her so, so much for giving me the best childhood, the best life ever. And she just was just always there for us and just the best mom ever. So I want to give a shout out to her and just tell her that I love her and miss her. And hoping one day to see her. So,
that's very
sweet.
Thank
you guys very much for doing this. This is awesome.
Hey, we love doing this. Like I said a minute ago, it gives you the feels, and you did a great job. I'm sorry to hear about your mother.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I said, well, Dom loved your call, and I said, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. This is actually my mom's first Mother's Day without her mom as well, and she just passed with Alzheimer's as well.
Yeah, it's really, really tough, and like I said, we decided to have her celebration on Mother's Day weekend.
I like it.
Yep, so that's great.
We could all celebrate her. So,
Lori, thank you for a great call. We hope you have a wonderful weekend remembering your mom, okay?
Thank you, boys. I appreciate it. Love you guys.
Love you.
Wow, we love you back. Brooke, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. Yes, of course.
So who's your mom?
My mom is Terry, and she's listening now, and I just wanted to call in and say thank you for all that you do for us and the boys. She's the best grandma in the world, and she is my go-to person all the time, and if I were ever arrested, she's my one phone call.
That's good to know. Does she know that?
She knows that, and the only time she would not answer, she's calling into Mix 100 trying to win a prize.
All right. She's like, not now.
Oh, yes, Brooke, that is classic.
She's listening now, so I just wanted to call in and say thanks, Mom, and happy Mother's Day.
That is well played. Listen, you have a great weekend. Stay out of jail, okay?
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Bye, Brooke. Thank you.
Great call.
It's really good.
Chloe and Caitlin will bring it home for us. Hi, Chloe. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm so excited I got through. This is my first time ever.
Well, we'll be gentle, okay?
Thank you. I've been listening for like 20 years, so it's about
time. Dang. Wow. Well, it's about time you called us. Who's your mom?
Yeah. My mom is Rita, and so I wanted to just call. She has 5 kids, and then now she has 11 grandchildren, and she is just the best mom. She'll drop anything for any grandchild, any of us. And I swear we are more work for her now as grown adults, all of us, than we were as kids.
You better be getting her something nice for Mother's Day then.
Yeah.
No, she deserves it. And all of us, we call her just like you, Jeremy, on our way home from somewhere to somewhere. I swear she has to be on her phone all day long because we all just need her all the time. So I just wanted to tell her I love her so much from all 5 of us. And thank you for being the best mom and Grammy.
That's a great so call, great. Chloe. Thank you so much. You have a fun weekend with your mom, okay?
Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Bye.
Okay, appreciate you so much. All right, and then the last one is Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. Thank you for holding.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you took my call.
Well, of course. Yeah. We were waiting for you. Who's your mom?
Yeah. My mom is Terry, and she lives in New Jersey, which is where I'm originally from, but I've been here for 10 years, and she raised 4 children and had kids in her children in her house for a total of 37 years, and she's continued to take care of all of us. We were all very spread apart in age, and she loves being a mom, and her mom lived to 101, so I just want to let her know. She just passed 2 years ago. So my mom is traveling for Mother's Day. And so I just want to let her know that I love her. And if she does live to be 101, I hope she's as graceful and kind as my grandmother was. Or else, I don't know what we'll have to do with her.
Caitlin.
Hey, if she's a tough Jersey girl, she's going to be around for a while. So, Caitlin, thank you very much for that call. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you so much, boys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Right. There you go. Another edition of Mother's Day with the boys in the morning.
So good, man.
Those are good calls. And we're going to turn this into a podcast, and we'll have it up in just a little bit. And thanks for all that. We're already getting a ton of text messages from people who are just talking about the call.
Did you see the one from Karen? She says, I should have known better than to be putting on mascara during this mom appreciation segment. Same, Karen. Same.
That was great. So good. And by the way, it is Huero on the Beck album.
Huero. Hey, there you go.
See the vegetable man in the vegetable van with the horn that's honking like a mariachi band.
What a set of lines.